I want to talk to you older guys for a minute. You know, according to the Bible, Adam and Eve were naked in the Garden of Eden. And to me, this meant two things. They were attractive, and two, they lived somewhere warmer. But after they ate the apple, suddenly the fig leaf trend hit, and everybody was wearing one. The Bible says Adam and Eve felt ashamed, and that's why they needed to cover themselves. So the original purpose of clothing was to hide our shame. Some of us need to remember that as fashion trends come and go. A velour leisure suit is every bit as shameful as the naked body, by the way. But clothing has gone way beyond its original purpose. It's been used to identify groups of people, like cowboys and Indians, or armies, or the Amish. If armies were naked, the two sides would only be differentiated by the size of their weapons. Many people are more comfortable in a group, so dressing the same is comforting. It's a way to blend in and not have to defend any individual choices. But as confidence and ego became fashion, clothing became an extension of ourselves. Clothes make the man, my relatives used to say. But I know what they're getting at. They were saying people judge you by looking at your clothes. Are they the latest fashion? Do they look good on you? Are they clean? Do they have any holes in them? And more importantly, are they really supposed to have holes in them? That's aging gracefully. I'm Ray Gustafson.